Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back to probably a podcast. We have my almost very rude boyfriend. I'm just kidding. We've got James Middleton back on the podcast. The one and only.
Hello.
Boosh.
Boosh. Do they know the nickname Boosh?
I don't think so. I don't know. We call each other Boosh. And I've been saying it some on Instagram lately. And people have been catching on. And then there was this trend on TikTok where you like type in the nickname that your boyfriend or significant other calls you. And then it pulls up all the times that happens. Like, I saw Paige Lorenz do one that said, like, Bean. Like, her boyfriend calls her Bean.
So oh, I
like,
think all the I time. Remember seeing the one
it
you did.
It was cute. Boosh. Yeah, and then I typed in Boosh, and it was all the times. So you were like, Boosh, what do you want for dinner? But we go, like, above. We go too much. We, like.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I don't think I've called you Shannon in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, what did we, unless we're, like, arguing, then you're like, Shannon. what did we start it out as? I forget how this started. Maybe the first couple months into us dating, I like jokingly called you Busharaba.
No, that is completely wrong. I think I came up with this name because I called you Baby, and then I called you Babe once, and then I think I just said, I think I just said Boosh. It wasn't you. It was me. I'm taking them on for this.
You shortened it to Boosh, but I called you Busharaba.
Did you?
Yeah.
How?
I just had seen it in a movie or random. It's just a random word. I just said Busharaba. Like I like said like Bushaba or Busharaba or something. And then you called me Boosh one day.
I thought it was the other way around. I thought we started with Boosh and then we started saying Busharaba, Busharina.
Yeah, no, it started as Busharaba.
Hey, I don't want to give away too many of them.
Busharaba, Busharina, Bushiba, Bush. What do we call? What?
Don't steal them, guys.
What were they? Bush. We just say the dumbest shit. Like honestly, when you say them back out loud, you're just like.
But Boosh is so nice. It's so easy. And I haven't heard anyone else call their other half Boosh, so it works.
Yeah. Yeah, but then we were just at this photo shoot for Brownlee, which is a fantastic company. And the photographer, one of my really good friends, Kelsey Cherry, it was cold outside. We were shooting. And she goes, whooshy, booshy. And one of, obviously, the nicknames, the versions of Boosh is Booshy. We do Booshy a lot.
Booshy.
And she goes, Booshy. And we both kind of looked at each other. We didn't really say anything. And then she said it again. She was like, whoosh, Booshy. And I go, what did you just say? And she was like, oh, it's really weird. Me and my brother, when we're cold, ever since we were little, we would say ooshy, Booshy. And I was like, what?
Do you know what I would love to know? How many people in relationships call each other by their names and how many have nicknames? I bet every single relationship. Do you call your nickname?
What's yours? Pretty funny. Are you allowed to say?
Yeah.
What? Dog? D-O-D-A?
We spell D-O-G.
D-O-G.
Dog.
But you like say it sweet. Like, what are you doing, dog? Aw, cute. It's like, it's not like, what up, dog? it's not D-A-W-G.
Yeah, like.
It's
like,
D-O-G.
It's always cute.
And is like, it ever doggy? Oh, that's cute.
That is cute. From a man's perspective as well, like I know if I speak to all my mates, they'll be like, no. But yeah. Everyone is like all the lads are a little bit like Booshy.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think it's nice that you can sit here and say that you're like Booshy, Busharina, Bushaba. Like we just like, yeah, we really let it run wild. Thank you for being a real man and talking about cute little pet names.
Yeah.
What have you been up to, James? What's the 411? Give us the tea. You just launched a supplement company.
Just launched a supplement company, which was really successful and really good, which was a long time coming.
Yeah.
Because it was one of those things where just every day I would get someone saying, oh, what supplements do you recommend and what would you take? And I think supplements are becoming such a big part of people's lifestyles these days, and they're not to replace eating a healthy diet, of course, but they are just so good at enabling you to live healthier and, you know, replace things that you might not be getting from normal food. So
yeah, and protein, you know what I mean?
Protein, creatine.
Creatine.
So I need to get you on the creatine hype.
Yeah, but the way you do it is so alarming. Like, it looks like a drug. Like, he literally takes a scoop of creatine, and what is creatine?
Well, your body produces it naturally, and you get it in things like red meat and fish and stuff and chicken and lots of food, but it enhances muscle recovery, performance. There's new research coming out for your cognition. It helps you sleep better. So it's really beneficial if you are training.
But it's this it's not like protein. It's like this tasteless fine powder.
White powder.
Looks like a drug. But like
it looks like cocaine.
Yeah, and you're supposed to, not supposed to, you can do it however you want, but like most people would mix it into a liquid because it's tasteless. You could put it in your coffee. It's kind of like how collagen doesn't have a taste.
Yeah.
And so James, though, he takes the approach of literally getting a scooper of creatine, putting the dry powder in his throat, and then he gets water and chugs it down.
But I do water first, a little bit of water first, like so you've got a little pool in your mouth. In goes the creatine, swig it down with water, and then you're not having to make a protein shake. And also, because I like to have mine half an hour before I train.
Okay.
I'm not going to have a protein shake before I train. I'll get a bit full up, so.
Okay, well, there you
just
have
efficiency,
it.
Just efficiency, babe. Just efficiency.
Efficiency. It just looks so miserable. Do you have a version of this? We have it in the U.S. Probably not. It's probably not approved in the U.K. We have something called a goodies powder or a BC powder. It's like it's our version of like Advil or Tylenol, but it's like this crushed up powder, and like our parents would take them.
What's Advil or Tylenol? I don't know these things.
Advil and Tylenol? Oh, gosh, like a headache medicine?
Okay.
What do y'all call it?
Nurofen or paracetamol.
Okay. Sounds so scientific.
It is.
Anyways, the version of this is like a goodies powder, but it's basically a crushed up Midol, which is like caffeine, acetaminophen, like all of it at once. And you would put it in this little like piece of paper, and our parents, actually Taylor's obsessed with them, probably not anymore now that she's crunchy, but you would just take it, the powder, and then swish it down. But it's so bitter. Ooh, it's bitter.
Yeah, but crazy. Exactly. If it's bitter, it's ugh, but creatine doesn't taste anything. So, I mean, do it how you wish.
Yes, true.
But you need to get on the creatine train soon.
All right, I will. It's boring me, though. Okay, ready? You're turning 30. Sorry. I'm sorry. Sometimes you tell some really scientific stuff, and I love that it's all bundled up in your knowledgeable brain.
Most of it
just
goes in one ear and out the other.
I'm just like...
I appreciate you pretending to listen.
I do pretend to listen. It's just hard. Sometimes I wish we could just tell people, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but it's like it's the same when you're talking to me about gossip. I'm like, I do not care.
Yeah, you're right. We really got to know our audience better.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you're about to turn 30.
About to turn 30.
Hottest 30-year-old ever.
Yeah, I want basically my kids to look back at photos. And this is why we've got to take a lot of disposables and everything.
I love back disposables.
And be like, shit, my dad was hot when he was 30.
Yeah, I think
and
about
that. And my mum was
often.
Hot as well. Look at them. They're in Ibiza having the time of their life with their mates, and they look wicked.
I look back at photos of my parents just like that. I feel like we all do. We all have these photos of our parents.
My dad was ripped. He was ripped when he was like 21, 22. And then even when he was 30, he was just a stud. I mean, he wore Speedos when we were younger, and I had to have a word with him. They didn't keep wearing those when we were older. He wore those little Speedos.
Little tiny.
Proper 90s.
That's so funny. I just love having like photos. And I'm glad our generation obviously does it so much more than our parents' generation. But yeah, I'm trying to, you know, I want to be hot my whole life. But like, we're going to get older. Yeah, no, I just really think it's cool to have old photos and disposables wherever we just look at it.
Yeah, so we're going to Ibiza. Hopefully going to create some more memories for you, because the last time you went there wasn't the best.
Guys!
And I'm going to
think we all remember the episode I took a pill in Ibiza.
And I'm going to show you that, like, the magical presence of Ibiza and how much fun it really is.
It is literally James' favorite place in the entire world. So honestly, I'm really excited. And I keep talking to my friends about it. I'm like, I'm really excited to experience it through your eyes and the way that we should, because Marissa just went back to Ibiza, had a fantastic time. We got to get her back on the podcast. And she was like, yeah, like, you and I... We didn't do it 100% the way we should have done it. And I was like, yeah. And I was like dickmatized from you and Barcelona. So I didn't really like let loose. I was just like wanting to get back and like FaceTime you. Yeah. I was like,
and you're going with a bunch of veterans. So.
Veterans, Ibiza veterans. Have you wanted to go to Ibiza for your 30th birthday as long as you can remember?
I think it came about maybe a few years ago. And I was thinking I wanted to do something big, but I didn't want to do something like in the UK with just one night where everyone just gets drunk and they forget about it. I wanted to extend it over a period
of
time, because then, you know, it's not all about just getting fucked up and people just waking up thinking, God, I don't really remember much, but that was fun. Happy 30th, mate. I want it to be special.
Yeah, I'm gonna probably get fucked up.
Yeah, oh, we will. Okay. But at least it's like 4 days.
But everyone will
so remember. You're going to be mashed for the whole 4 days permanently. Yeah, like, there'll probably be a few hours where you're
mashed.
Okay.
I can't wait. I have the cutest outfits prepared. I know it's about you, but it's a little bit about me too, okay?
Shannon's been packing for about 4 days.
Yeah, efficiency, and it's going to be nice and organized. What do you want to achieve? I know you've achieved a lot before you're 30, but what do you like see? What's something big that you're like, I'm so excited? I feel like you and I are the same. We're both excited to be in our 30s. Mm. I feel like we're like going to peak.
Yeah, there's one thing that I haven't achieved by the time I'm 30, which is kind of annoying me, but I would do it at some point, is to fight in a boxing match. That was just the one thing that I wanted to do, because I wanted to do a challenge, something that was different. And I think I'll do a big challenge in my 30s.
What do you mean by a challenge?
Like,
whether marathon or something?
Not a marathon, because I don't like running that far, but maybe like a triathlon, or, you know, some big hike or something like that's quite out there. And yeah, other than that though, I'm pretty happy going into my 30s. There's some really exciting things that I want to work on, like two massive projects that will take a few years but are going to be epic.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say any more detail because I like just announcing it when it's finished.
Get rich so I can quit my job. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, exactly. I mean, I would be so fucking bored, but get rich.
Yeah, I think you would. I think it's good to conquer together.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I think if I was like a bum, or if you were a bum just at home not doing anything, you end up I think
resenting
each other and getting bored. And
it's also just not an attractive quality to be a bum. I just think your drive is one of the sexiest things about you, so I appreciate that you have all this drive, and I'm looking forward to the drive that I witness in you in 30.
Also, it's exciting because although there are plans in place for me to move here next year, it's still kind of up in the air. We don't know when. It's, you know,
yeah, America don't make it easy.
Really don't. Lots of paperwork. Lots of...
Yeah, it's all about the money, honestly. Isn't that very American of them? His lawyer actually told him, because, I mean, you don't have to get a lawyer for these kind of things. She's like, I'm just going to say it. Obviously, no pressure. But I hear you are actually in love. And, you know, it would be easier to just kind of get married. And he and I, you know, actually, and I can say this on the podcast. I said, like, if that's what you want to do, like, obviously, like, I love you. Yeah. So, and he was like, no, I want to get married for the right reasons. And I was like, me too. Okay, I'm so glad you said that. Which, to each their own. If you do it and you need to do it.
What would you have done if I said, listen, like, I just really want to get married so I can just move here? What would you have said?
I don't know. I guess I would have been so 50-50. I would have been like, oh my God, he wants to get married. And then I would have been like, oh, just so he can get a visa though. But I would have known it was for... I know people that have done it for the right reasons. Like, they've been dating for a year or so, or 2 years, and then they're married now and happily married and have kids. And like, they did it because it made sense for them. But you and I aren't in a position. If you were really hurting to move here, like you really had to, or you financially needed to be here to keep your job or something like really serious, I'd be like, look, we're doing this because we have to. But you and I don't have to do that. So it's just,
and also, I don't think a green card guarantees, like, it wouldn't guarantee me being able to run my business here.
Yeah, you want to do it the right way too, because you want to start your businesses here.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyways, I love everyone that's like, just get hitched. And we're like, no.
Also, I get DMs daily, two DMs daily. One is, when are you getting engaged? And two is, are you just with Shannon for the green card? Still.
Well, we can confirm. Kind and mostly no.
Yes.
One thing about me, I am absolutely not trying to go to the grocery store. Mostly because, like, why is it that you feel like you always run into everyone that you don't want to see when you're at the grocery store? You know what I mean? Like, hello, my ex-boyfriend and three different girls who hate me. Okay, but honestly, besides that point, it is just not convenient. I am totally team have your groceries delivered, especially because it cuts out all the unnecessary purchases that I tend to make when I'm scrolling aimlessly down the aisles. Also, grocery shopping hungry, all of it is just, it's dicey. So my favorite thing to use is Thrive Market. I've been using them for years now, and it's my favorite because it also ensures that I'm ordering healthy groceries. I'm also a huge snacker, so like, if I'm gonna be snacking, I wanna be snacking healthy. There really are so many healthy alternatives to food that I've discovered while using Thrive's grocery subscription service. Some of my favorite brands they have are Amy's, their mac and cheese can do no wrong, Four Sigmatic, Primal Kitchen, The Honest Kitchen, and tons more. They also have way more than just food, by the way. They've got bath, body, beauty, all of it, delivered right to your door and with some serious savings. Now, me personally, I'm like a real visual kind of gal, so when I'm on Thrive Market's website, I love that they show you the amount you're saving on your groceries right there on the website. They even tell you the percentage off that it is. You really do get such better prices with Thrive than you would at any normal grocery store. My last order had a total savings summary of 34%. Like, that's so much money off. They've also got a price match guarantee, which I love. You can curate your shopping experience too, to your dietary preferences as well. So that saves so much time. If you only want to see like gluten-free options, keto-friendly, non-toxic cleaning supplies, etc., boom, just click of a button, enter that in, and it'll tailor the website pages to show you just that. My favorite thing about Thrive Market, though, is knowing that when you join, you are helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, and they give someone who needs help the groceries to feed their families. I truly love when I see big businesses giving back like that. So Thrive Market, amazing, amazing thing you're doing. I also have a discount code for you guys. Of course, join Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/probably for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/probably. thrivemarket.com/probably. I'm trying to decide if we want to take this next segment. I thought it'd be funny if we just like read a bunch of absurd confessions. And I've got a bunch of screenshots. Let me tell you guys are not fucking okay. All right. Like
there's got to be some trauma in there from some of these.
There's some serious unpacking to do here, but I have screenshotted a few. We'll go through them. And then we'll round it out. I told you, I want you to tell the story about when you told me you love me, but we'll finish with that. It'll be cute. Let's see. First confession. So this girl is an identical twin, and she said that her sister got invited to a party, like a date party in college, and she said yes to it, but then she had plans. So her twin sister said, I just didn't have plans, so I went as her. All of our sorority sisters were calling me by my name all night, and I kept having to correct them to her name as if they were the wrong ones, but the guy never found out. What would you do? Would you be like...
Wait, so the sister couldn't... Her sister couldn't go.
Her sister couldn't go. So she's like, I'll go as you.
As you. And everyone knew it was actually the twin, but she was like, no, it's
she was I'm like, no, sister. Don't be silly. It's Maria.
And she was dating a guy.
She went to the date and the guy never caught on. He just thought like, oh, her sorority sister just thought she was her twin sister, but it really wasn't.
And they hooked up.
I don't know. She didn't divulge.
Well, that was the important part.
Yeah, what would... I mean...
We need more information.
I'm sure it was same.
Yeah, I mean... That's I can completely get that, because I know some twins, these South African guys. It took me about 4 years to get their names right, and I spent nights out with them. I just couldn't. I could
identical
not
identical some
yeah,
twins.
Yeah,
wait,
yeah.
Was it the twins I met?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. And to me, just like they look now when someone points it out. Oh, this person has got this, and now I get it because their mannerisms are slightly different. But I couldn't for the life of me. I just kept getting the names wrong. So like, if you're a bit drunk and you're at a party and you're dating someone who's a twin, you might.
Definitely
happens all the time. I think
it happens all the time too. I saw a picture of that guy with his brother, maybe because they're older. One had like, I mean, they both have like scruffy brown hair, blue eyes.
Yeah,
one had like gotten a little, maybe changed his hair a little bit.
I don't know. I mean, it's just, I can see that, and I bet all the time twins sleep with,
I guarantee it.
They probably have quite a lot of fun. Like, if I had a twin who was identical with me, you could have a lot of fun.
You'd be naughty.
You would be like, right, mate, you're going to go on this date because I can't be arsed with her, and just play it easy, but just don't sleep with her. And then he comes back the next day being like, sorry, mate, I shagged the girl, you see.
That is not nice. I do not like that. I wonder how often it happens that like brothers that are close in age might... Oh, you have a brother that you're close in age with. Did y'all ever accidentally date the same girl? No. Not accidentally, but like, did y'all ever... You and Will are only 3 years apart.
No, we have very different types. Taste. We have very different tastes.
Y'all have never...
We never cross hairs.
You never cross hairs. You are never Eskimo brothers and real
brothers. I would never go after... That's another thing that's sick that people do. I would never go after my brother's girlfriend and vice versa.
Yeah, but have you ever been in a situation where both of y'all were interested in a girl? Like, maybe you like walked into a beach club and y'all both like her, and then you're like, damn it. No, y'all don't even like the same girls?
I don't know. No, yeah, we're very different.
When y'all were younger, like when you were like 14
and 16. I don't know, probably.
16.
I mean, we probably snogged the same girl.
What does snog mean?
Do you not know that word?
Snog? Like,
I want to bring it back. Snog means kiss.
Oh.
Snog. Big old snog.
Big snog.
It's what my parents say. It's a bit cringe, but I quite like it.
It sounds like snot.
Big old snog.
Ew.
Having a big snog over there.
So they say, so your parents would be like, they're snogging upstairs.
Yeah. Yeah, but all at Will's having a snog on the dance floor.
Ew. Your parents would watch that?
Yeah.
That's so funny. Okay, what's another one?
Let's get a let's up the ante a bit.
Okay, I've got to find these screenshots are like
get a little nasty one.
They're very separated. Okay. A guy said that his guilty pleasure was putting his ball sack on every surface of hotel rooms.
That is mental. That is absolutely mental. I get it, though. I do get
it. What do you mean that you get it?
I would never do it, but I do get it. Because if you think about it...
No, what do you mean?
Here's the logic. I get it, mate.
Ew, you're sick.
No, initially, I was like, that is mental, because I was just picturing walking around just like... And also, makes you wonder what else has been on those surfaces if some guy's walking around putting his balls all over it. But here is the appeal. I can see it. A nice cold marble surface. Ooh,
I think you're just really hot right now.
I am boiling. This we're in like a greenhouse.
It's a real. So this apartment's so beautiful because of the floor to ceiling windows. But like, you cannot compete with the summertime in Tennessee. And because it's like right facing the sun, we keep the windows down, the shades down all throughout the day. But like, you just it will. It's 75 degrees in here right now. I'm wearing a hoodie because I'm a spray tan. But like, honestly, yeah, I think you're just hot right now. So that sounds nice. Put little ice cubes on your ball sack.
Yeah, that is, I can, yeah, fair play.
We just talked about this on the boat when I was with Taylor, Mike, and James when we were at the Hut this past weekend, which was so fun, by the way. But I was saying, do you guys remember this, like, I don't know if we all read the same Cosmopolitan article. I don't know if we all, like, just, like, heard of this, like, in the bathrooms or on the bus in school. But, like, this weird obsession that everyone had with, like, I gave head with ice cubes in my mouth. They're like, I ate a popsicle and then gave head. I know it's such a high school thing, though.
Yeah. I never heard of that.
You never did that?
Ice cubes up the vajayjay.
No.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Up it?
Yeah, yeah. Ice cubes up the vajayjay. A few girls were like, yeah, I love it when... people put ice cubes up my vagina.
Did you do that?
Maybe.
Up it?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't think that. I just heard of people, like, eating ice or chewing ice before, like, giving oral sex.
A Calippo up there. Do you know Calippos? Do you have those here?
No, but I don't want to know what that is. What do you mean a Calippo?
No, it's just like a long ice cream that's, like, icy.
Popsicle?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, what you call a popsicle. But ice in the mouth. Don't know. I've never had that. Never tried it. Well, so I wouldn't know.
You didn't have a horny enough girlfriend in high school, I guess.
Have you done it?
Yeah, I mean, everyone did it.
Of course you have.
Everyone did. Everyone's like, yeah, eight.
Not you jumping on a trend.
Me. Loves a trend. Yeah. I am the consumer. In Cosmopolitan, I'm like, perfect. On it. Check. Okay, let's see. Another one is, here is one that I don't think you'll quite understand. You'll be like, what's the big deal? But whenever I tell you I read this, then I just died inside for her because I would die inside. Okay. And I feel like people are going to listen to this and be like, I've done that. Because it is such an easy mistake to make, I feel like. Okay. I was sending my friend a pic of my outfit before my date, but I accidentally sent it to the date. It sounds so simple. And look at you nodding like, so who cares? I'm like, stab me. Like, so many levels to this. One, cringe, because maybe she didn't have makeup on, maybe she wasn't like dressed already, she was just showing the outfit. Two, even if you were dressed and ready, you don't give a fuck what you're sending to your friend. You're just like, man, you're,
yeah,
like, double
but you know what, like, if that happened to me, let's say we were going out for dinner in Barcelona on like our second date and you sent a picture to me and it was meant to go to Marissa and I received that and you were just kind of looking casual, I'd be like, oh, she's sending it to her mate to check if her outfit's nice. That is so sweet. I think that's fine.
I'm sure she I'm sure she was able to make it cute. And like, I'm sure he said, like, saw her at the date later and was like, love your outfit.
I mean, if you're doing like some weird pose, like.
That, yeah, I mean, I don't know. You just never know. But I just was like, oh, man, if I did that, I would be like, no.
There's a lot worse things that you can be sending to the wrong people.
That's true. So. I accidentally sent a text to the person and said literally like, I fucking hate you.
Yeah, exactly.
And she was like, really?
Exactly.
And I was like, oh, heavens to Betsy.
Yeah.
All right, hear me out for a second. I want us to go back in time a little bit. Let's take it back to sex ed for a second. Glorious, glorious sex ed. What a weird time. Anyways, it was absolutely drilled into our heads how to prevent pregnancy. But what about when it's time to plan for it? I feel like that we're taught that we're supposed to go to the OBGYN once a year for our annual checkups, you know, where we hide our panties because God knows we got to do that. But checking in with our fertility, yeah, it doesn't usually become a thing until we're ready for kids. And sometimes not even then. More times than not, we aren't checking in with our fertility until we find ourselves struggling to get pregnant. We no longer live in a day and age where we have to wait and see. Why not just find out sooner? Knowledge is power, baby. And when you know more, you can make better decisions for your body, your health, and your future. And that's exactly why Modern Fertility was created. It's an easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with a single, simple finger prick. I did this a few years ago, actually, with Modern Fertility. when I was like 25, well, a few years ago. Okay, maybe a little bit longer than that because I'm about to be 30. And the prick was honestly not bad at all, by the way. I've just done it again now that I'm 29, and I'm just curious about my body as I age. They make it so easy too. You just mail in the sample, you take with a prepaid label, and then you'll get your personalized results within 6 business days. It's super quick and easy. So what you get back is really cool because they give you insight into your hormone levels, like your ovarian reserve, aka if you have more or fewer eggs than average for your age, and other important factors that can impact your fertility. The results go really in-depth, too, into what every hormone means. So if you're like me and you don't really understand any of this verbiage, don't worry. They break it down really, really nicely for you. Also, you can also download the results and share them with your doctor, which is nice. You don't have to, like, bring in any printed paper. Just download it, send it to your doctor. Boom, you're done. Traditional hormone testing at fertility clinics can cost over $600. But modern fertility tests the same general set of hormones for only $179. Oh, and you can get reimbursed for the test through your FSA/HSA. Right now, Modern Fertility is offering my listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/probably. That means your test will cost $159, which is a fraction of what it would cost at a fertility clinic. Get your $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/probably. That's modernfertility.com/probably. Tinder date revealed he had a Prince Albert piercing, promptly bolted. What's a Prince Albert piercing? Dick?
Dick.
Why do they call it a Prince Albert piercing? I'm sure you know that. Royals?
Good question. No idea. I don't think Prince Albert has a dick piercing.
Who's Prince Albert?
He was a prince in the royal family.
Of who?
Made that up. No, no.
Oh my God.
But there must be a Prince Albert somewhere along the line. I don't know why a man would get their dick pierced. That is beyond me. There is no sort of like sensation that you get with it. Like, I understand.
The tip
like,
of your dick is really sensitive, is it not?
Yeah, but why would you then put a piercing on it?
I think make it more sensitive.
No, not at all. Also, how do American blokes do that? Because every single American is circumcised, aren't they?
You get it on the tip of your dick.
Like in the mixer.
Right in the mixer.
Like in the mixer.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Google it.
Like if you have foreskin, I understand putting it on the foreskin, but you guys snip that off, so you have to just put it on the actual flesh and bones of it. Oh my God.
Well, girls get their nipples pierced.
Yeah, but that's different. That's your nipple. That's up here, like down here. It's the same with, I mean, women who get their clit pierced. I don't understand. Does it make it more
all
sensitive?
These different ways.
Oh, that one.
It's a cartoon. I can show it.
Oh my gosh.
It's just like right through the whole head. That does look pretty like painful.
Through the whole thing.
That one's called an empaling.
And then what happens when you take it out?
There's a deep shaft piercing.
Are they under anesthetic? Or is it like an ear piercing where they just go one, two?
The magic cross. What about the gooch?
That's silly. No one even goes. That's no man's land. No one even goes down
the gooch?
There. Yeah.
Never know. Oh my God. The reverse print. babe. The Prince Albert goes through the pee hole. Oh my God.
I just don't get it. I don't get it. What benefit is that to society?
The Prince Albert goes literally through the pee hole.
Mental.
I got to screenshot this graphic.
You've got to be real bored to get one of those.
That is really... Oh, let's see why they call it the Prince Albert. Okay. Legend also has it that Prince Albert used the piercing to pull back the foreskin to keep his member sweet smelling so as not to offend the queen. How considerate.
That is considerate. It's like a little... it's like a little paperclip holding it back.
The Prince Albert is clearly a historical piercing. It is difficult for anyone to say how exactly the piercing got its name. However, it's most likely theory that the Victorian haberdashers called it the dressing ring and used it to firmly secure male genitalia to the more comfortable leg. It was very popular in those days for men to wear extremely tight trousers, and the piercing helped minimize visible endowment. You might want to see the visible endowment, baby.
So basically, if you've got a tiny cock, you would probably put one of those on so people can't see it. But if you had a big cock, you would just let it hang on the tight pants.
Oh, I just don't like you saying cock.
Why not?
Like, so aggressive.
Okay, Willy.
Okay.
If you had a big willy.
Yeah. This is a family podcast.
Sorry, guys.
I'm kidding. It's not.
Cock.
Okay, let's see. Guy found out his ex was pregnant on our first date. I had to drive him to meet her afterwards. What a car ride.
Yeah.
What are you discussing? Co-parenting?
Is that...
Options?
Yeah. Wait, so is there any detail? What do we think? Do we think that she offered, or do you think he asked?
to drive him. Yeah. I bet he was, I imagine he was very like, it was an intense situation and she was like, do you want me to drive you? Or maybe she had driven to the date and she had his car. Maybe
I doubt
he was at her house.
Offered. I doubt she said, look, I'll drive you.
I would.
She's a really good person.
I would.
Really?
Yeah. If I saw you were like visibly like uncomfortable and like upset and the last thing you needed to be was in an Uber with a strange person, I would be like, listen, we don't have to talk about the situation. You don't have to do anything, but do you want me to just drive you
also,
there?
Also, when the girl turns up and the ex is like, one, I'm pregnant, and two,
who the fuck is that? Yeah, wait, that's so true. That's so true. Wait, yeah, maybe the girl's like, I'll take you. Okay, yeah. I mean, you're right. Maybe she was just like, now I'm taking you. I'm seeing this girl. Let him know he's taken. And then the girl shows up. She's like, he's the father to my child. And then maybe they get in a fist fight. Who knows? Maybe that maybe it was a really nice and civil situation. She was just being a sweet girl.
Mm.
Who knows? I can't remember if I told this story on the podcast before, but I like had like a random, not a random, but like an unexpected. I was seeing this guy and he happened to be out when I was out, and he was like, "Would you come back to my place?" I was in college, and I was like, "Ugh, hadn't shaved." And I went into his bathroom that he shared with his roommate though at the time, and I didn't know it was his roommate's razor. And I shaved, and then the next morning, I like went to sat down at breakfast.
So, but you picked his, what you thought his face razor to shave your vagina.
Yeah, but it was his roommate's.
That's nuts. Yeah, but okay, we'll come on to that in a second. you took his face razor to shave. Were you gonna tell him?
No, of course not. What the fuck? Why'd I do that? Oh, why would I literally ever do that?
God.
I hope you don't mind.
I need to hide my razors. You ain't coming around taking my face razors to shave your vagina.
No,
and then so
we live together. I have my own razor. I was in a desperate situation. And so I grabbed his face razor. And of course I was never going to tell him. Why would he need to know? That would be embarrassing. But it was his roommate's. And then, oh my God. It's like I knew, like I totally cleaned it so well. But like, I guess I didn't, or maybe like a couple of the hairs got on the whatever have you, like some hair was.
Gee, how hairy were you?
Not like I wasn't prepared. and I go to breakfast and I'm sitting there, I'm talking, and the roommate comes out and I'm like, hi. Cause like I hadn't met the roommate before. And he goes, really? And I go, what, me? I'm like, oh, what the fuck is he about to say? Like, he has a girlfriend, this guy has a girlfriend. Cause he looked at me and goes, really? And he goes, you're redhead? And I go, yes. And he goes, you used my razor last night? And I was like,
oh my
no.
God.
And he was like, there were little red hairs. I didn't know what the fuck it was from. And
oh
I was like,
oh my God.
No. And I just melted into my own skin. And I was just like, so sorry. But it wasn't like he laughed. He was like, ah, whatever, fuck it. Like, obviously he knew I shaved my vagina. And like, obviously it was so uncomfortable because it's like so not cool to do to someone's razor. And he laughed and thought it was funny. The roommate did. But like the guy that I was seeing was like, seriously? What and I hell? Was like.
Was that game over?
I don't think we hung out much more.
Pretty unhygienic all around anyway.
Yeah. I mean, but it was desperate times call for desperate measures. There was one of my friends one time went home with a guy and same situation. I feel like a lot of girls listening to this are probably thinking I've literally done that before. Similar situation, only she could only find an electric razor and turned it on, tried to like turn the shower on, tried to make it not loud, turned it on and was like trying to rustle other stuff around to make it loud, and then turned and heard this on the bathroom door. We still do this. We
That's
are
worse.
All in our almost, they're all in their 30s. I'm almost in my 30s. And when I tell you, not a, like if she's listening to this right now, I'm not gonna say her name, but if she's listening to this right now, she will know exactly what I'm about to do. We'll be at a bar, we'll be at dinner, we'll just be at each other's houses and we'll go like this, because this is what the guy did. She's shaving, thinking she's so inconspicuous, and she turned on enough water to make it seem, and she just hears, what you doing in there? Shaving. And I don't know how to explain it.
Oh,
Austin.
My God.
Like if you like, we literally, and we have, you have to do it with that same timing and everything, and just, what you doing in there? Shaving.
I don't. Yeah, but what's okay? But as a bloke, I'm trying to think what would.
He was funny about it. She was like, he laughed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course. But like, if I'm trying to think, if I heard you shaving, or you weren't shaven, I'm trying to think like which one.
You probably wouldn't care.
I wouldn't
if we were
care. Hooking
yeah, up I, if I wasn't shaved.
I don't think I'd.
That's
care.
The thing. Us girls, we're all in there at the 11th hour trying to use their roommate's face razors
think,
to shave
yeah,
our hooch, and they
like,
don't even care. They're getting pussy.
Care.
They
don't care. Yeah, exactly.
Like we could just put it down, but we can't. We have to be baby
even
dolphins.
Even if it was like even if you hadn't shaved for like months.
I'm sure you would still be just as happy to be.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, oh, maybe she's just old school.
Yeah, see, there you go. We love a man who's just in for it all. All right, true story. This actually happened to me. This is not made up, I promise. Okay, I was at dinner the other night with James and this gorgeous girl stopped me and she said, and I quote, I thought she was going to be like, love your dress, you know, you're fabulous. But instead she said, Shannon, your packing tips saved my life. Seriously. So clearly I know what I'm talking about here when I tell you that I am queen of packing. Like I should win an award, okay? I just get it. And here's the thing. What does packing start with? Luggage. So it's just simply got to be good. It's the blueprint essentially, right? And listen, I have tried them all so that you don't have to. And bar none, the best on the market is Base. The way this luggage will solve all of your problems when you're traveling is insane. Beginning with my personal favorite aspect, the overweight indicator. I get it. It's very easy to overpack and you don't want to be there having all your luggage spread out on the world to see up the Delta counter while you try to remove a pair of shoes, a curling iron, and two pill bottles while your thongs are flying all over the side of your bag, all which way for everyone to see because your bag was 4.5 pounds overweight and the lady's like, well, you got to take some out. Well, not anymore. The Base luggage has this little red dot on the side that'll come up if your luggage is overweight. It's iconic. You literally just lift up the handle and if it's overweight, boom, the little red mark just comes right up. It's also got this like stress ball squishy cushion on the underside of the handle for comfort while you pull it. It glides like a dream. I cannot explain to you how that's my favorite part. I'm obsessed with the handle. There's nothing worse than a suitcase that doesn't roll right and these babies roll like a dream. I have two of their Weekender bags and have given one as a gift before actually too because they're just iconic and it slides right over your suitcase to sit on top of your suitcase that rolls. It's got so many amazing interior pockets. My favorite thing, the genius underneath zipper compartment for these shoes. It saves so much space. They have truly thought of it all. And listen, functionality aside, we've all seen the owner of Base, Shay Mitchell. She is so fabulous. She's about the most fabulous and fashionable person there is. So you already know that Base luggage is chef's kiss on the aesthetic side of things. Like it looks so chic, so trendy. It's always the vibe when you're traveling. They've got bright colors, they've got neutrals, they've got it all. I could talk about them for hours, but I'll get to the discount, okay? Right now, Base is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/probably. Go to basetravel.com/probably for 15% off your first purchase. That's BEIS travel.com/probably. Let's see a couple more. This one's diabolical. My ex in high school cheated on me with my sister's best friend. I pretended not to know, and then I fucked him in his car while we were still dating, and then I put my panties very hidden underneath his seat. I kind of knew he was about to break up with me and start dating her anyways because I'd gone through his phone. He did break up with me and tried to start dating this girl, and I called her and told her, we're still fucking, check under his seat.
Damn.
Savage.
Damn.
You lose them how you get them.
Yeah, that's calculated. That is calculated.
Yeah, that's... yeah. You'll have that. This is the one I found. This girl says, is it strange that I watch ER TikTok until to see what they find in their hoo-haws? First of all, I'm happy to be in jail talk if that's a TikTok lane you can get
through.
Sorry,
what's that?
It must be like, you know, like Dr. Pimple Popper. You know how there's like very niche specific things?
And people have got stuff stuck up.
Stuck up their vaginas.
And that's on TikTok.
I guess so. ER TikToks where they like show you things that were up to people's vaginas.
Surely not.
You just got to be careful what inanimate objects you put up there.
Yeah, I mean,
if a baby can come out of our vaginas, you know, it could fit a lot of things.
There's a lot of things that go wrong as well with people like smuggling stuff across borders and they put like drugs inside like toy cars and stuff like up their anuses and things like that.
Oh, you know. God.
Why? I don't know why you choose a toy car. You want something like smooth and round, but sometimes it goes.
You sound very well versed in the topic.
No, I've watched a lot of those, like
Locked Up Abroad.
Yeah, not on TikTok, but like Locked Up Abroad or like, yeah. No, like the drug smuggling programs and people try everything.
This one makes me so confused and laugh. I accidentally tweeted a bomb threat to my college and I got escorted out by the police. How the fuck do you accidentally tweet a bomb threat?
Yeah, more detail, please.
Yeah, I've got to know more. Did you guys ever have anything
also,
like that?
Where's why would you, where's the logic in that?
She probably had a math test she didn't want to take.
Yeah, fair, actually, yeah.
My husband was not cool with me breastfeeding in the same room as him. He would legit ask me to go somewhere else or he'd leave. It literally was so confusing because we made 3 kids together, though. I'm like, I would bop him upside the fucking head.
That is so strange. I see women breastfeeding in public, and I'm like, good for you.
Right?
Feed that baby.
Feed that baby.
Like women doing it on the tube in London, like a crowded tube, because they just have to feed their baby. Like,
of course.
Yeah, it's just human nature. Yeah. There is a big like ooh-ah about that, actually. Like, a lot of people, like, you know, they should cover up, they shouldn't do it in public, all this stuff. And I'm like, how have we become so far removed from what's natural?
Yeah.
And I nature.
I just think, like, any woman should literally be allowed to feed her child at any point.
In her own home as well.
And her husband. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, literally, I'm sorry, but, like, divorce. Yeah. Just kidding. Maybe y'all should work it out, but like what? So fucking weird. This one is crazy to me. Okay. This says, and she must, her username, the word illustrations is in it. I'm going to keep her anonymous, but like the word illustrations is in it. So I presume that like she's a photographer or a painter or something. A guy used a really awesome photo that I took of him on a dating app. Then he died. And the photo was then used for his funeral. Like, oh no. Have you ever like,
is that a bad thing?
I don't know. I'm question mark. I don't really know how to feel about it. She put the emoji that's like, but I like, she feels funny about it, which I think you would just feel funny about it. You'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah. Do they not have another photo?
Like this guy. Cause here's the thing. I have dated a guy before that when we broke up, like they have used photos that I took of them, which they're their photos. Who cares? Like I've made like cool pictures of them. I'm like, oh, you would fucking use that photo for your dating app. Like, of course I invented you. Yeah, like I'm like, yeah. Whatever. But I also have had guys, this one, I messaged a guy one time. He had pictures, it was so obvious, like half my face was still in it. He had like used pictures with me still in it for his dating app. And I was like, bitch. And I messaged him like, hey, could you change your Tinder pictures? And could I not be in them? Thanks. Like, and so like, I get the like, I don't know, like if she would have been like really using this for your dating app and been kind of annoyed about it, I've been there before. But then what if she's like, oh no, not the obituary. Like you can't really like be mad.
Yeah, or like write in saying, did you not find another one?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Tricky, tricky.
But the thing with photos is like if you have exes or people that are using photos, you always remember in a photo like who took it, don't yeah. you? And where it was.
Right.
So like if anything, it's sort of a compliment. Like if I had an ex who was using all the photos I took of her for her dating app, I'd be like,
yeah,
sweet. You're still thinking about me.
Okay, I don't know about that, but she's probably just like, I look fire in these photos. Okay, I like this one because this one's like cool and it's like good for, well, I'll ruin it if I say the word, but I went on 3 dates with a guy and on the 4th date, I only realized he had one arm. And I'm like, that's great. Like amputees are just normal people out here. You didn't even notice till that must be such a cool guy. Like you literally didn't realize he was missing a limb because you're just having such a good time.
Yeah. And also how far we've come with prosthetics. That it probably looked like a real arm.
Oh, I wonder if he had a prosthetic on.
Yeah. Yeah. I doubt he was sitting there with no arm.
No, that's what I'm
thinking.
She's like,
where is it?
I'm thinking that she just
No,
didn't.
He must have had a prosthetic. Come on.
I don't know. We don't have any more information.
I mean, he could be... come on.
I think he had a great personality and she didn't notice.
There is a DJ. There's a DJ called Black Coffee, one of the most famous DJs in the world. And I only realized, and I'm bearing in mind, I've seen him about 3 times, but it's probably because I've been a bit mashed up when I've seen him, but... He has a limp arm and he just DJs with one hand. Best DJ in the world. So actually, you wouldn't realize.
Yeah.
But did this guy, was it like from the shoulder?
Don't know.
I reckon he had a really good prosthetic one. You get these sick prosthetic ones that you can like. You know,
you can like motion with? Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, yeah, they have come a long way. You're right. Okay, I have 2 more. Midway through the first date, my cousin walks up. My date knows said cousin. Weird. Oh, because my date is my cousin's second cousin. Immediately no. I don't care how far removed. I'm from the South. No, what was she going to say?
We're not going there.
If I'm doing the math, I feel like that's far enough away.
We're not going there.
My cousin's second cousin?
My cousin's... This is just one thing in life that I've just never understood. They're like second cousin's cousin. I think that's far enough. I think that's not even bloodline, is it? Second cousin's like not really related.
It would be your cousin's cousin's daughter.
Cousin's cousin's daughter. That surely, yeah, I agree. You go, girl.
I could be really wrong. I think that's right, though. Anyways, okay, yeah. I feel like I'd be like, if he's hot, I'm still into it. Kissing cousins.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. Ready? My boyfriend broke up with me, so I typed in his garage code while he wasn't home to see if I could find any evidence of him maybe seeing another girl. I was suspicious. So while I was in there snooping, I hear the garage opening. And I panic because I knew it was him. So I hid under his bed. He came in with, yes, another girl, and then proceeded to come into his room and do the dirty while I was under the bed.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, I just, like, literally, I think I would just be under the bed crying. Like, just literally, I would just be like, you would feel physically ill.
You would hope he lasts 5 minutes. That's it. That's when you're like, if they were in there for like 45 minutes.
When did she leave? I wish I'd opened these up and sooner.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
when
exactly.
did you leave? Like, did they pass out? Like,
and was she crying? Did she laugh? Was it like a mixture?
Like, what if, like, they just, you know, had sex and then went to the bathroom and then came back and then they watched a movie and then they
went
to
bed.
Sleep? Like,
and
you know
then
what
she's
I mean?
Under there for 14 hours.
Like, when did she get to leave?
Oh my gosh.
That's nuts.
That is crazy. That is one that is actually, I think that's probably the best one we've had.
That one's, I know I saved it for the end. Let's talk about the green drink that everyone, myself included, is obsessed with. AG1, the daily nutrition supplement that supports whole body health. I drink it literally every day. I originally gave AG1 a try because I saw it literally everywhere. And I was like, what is everyone talking about? Like, what is this green drink? I got to get my hands on it. And then I did some research and I realized, hey, Shannon, you're tired of taking so many supplements anyways. And I wanted like a single solution that supported my entire body and covers my nutritional bases every day. I want a better gut health. Y'all know I am a freak about having a healthy gut. I wanted, well, I always want a boost in energy, immune system support. With all of my traveling, I've got to keep my immune system up. And I just wanted a supplement that actually tastes good. I take it in the morning before working out, making my coffee or starting my day, whatever my morning holds, I take this first. And it really does give me that initial good feeling moment where I'm just like, wow, I'm really doing something good for my body right when I wake up. I'm giving my body the nutrition it craves, which is honestly a flex. And why take a bunch of different things when I can just mix one scoop of powder in water once a day? AG1 was designed with ease in mind so that you can live healthier and better without having to complicate your routine. Just make this drink your cute little new morning routine and habit, and boom, you're done. And luckily for us, AG1 is raising the standard for quality in the supplement category with science-driven formulation of vitamins, probiotics, and whole food source nutrition. It's delivered straight to your door every month, which is so nice and convenient, and it's packed with 75 vitamins and minerals. And I also love their travel packs because it makes my morning routine on the go nice and easy, and y'all know I be traveling. If you want to take ownership of your health, try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/probably. That's drinkag1.com/probably. Check it out. Okay, well, we can round this up with a nice, sweet story. Because you can tell everyone how you told me I love. Because this is actually, it's kind of long because, well, not because of any reason. I just think it's funny. There's just more details to it than just like how you told me.
Yeah.
One, I think it's funny where you told me.
So, yeah, it's kind of a weird one because I think with Shannon, I basically felt it for a lot longer than from when I said it. It's not like I felt it.
When did
it
we say then, it after like...
Yeah, six, 7 months.
Six, 7 months. Yeah.
So, but in my head, I was like, two things. I was like, I want to wait for the right time. And it's classic because there is never a right time or a right place or a moment to say it. But I wanted it to be perfect. And the second thing is I was like, I just wanted to make sure it was like really real.
Well, I think really you and I are one, both at an age where you should really not just like toss shit around like that.
Yeah.
Two, we're in a relationship that I think both of us are... we're like heavily considering at that point, like, whoa, like, could this be the end game for me? Like, is this like my person? Is this like my future? And so I never was really like 3 months in, 4 months in, I wasn't like tick tock, why not? And as you guys know from listening to this podcast, there was a man that I dated for a year and 2 months. And whenever I told him I loved him, he said, thank you for telling me that. Thank you for sharing that. So like,
really?
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. I don't want to talk about it.
No, why you're a bit traumatized.
No, but
it.
All that to say, I actually was not like, I didn't mind because I was like, listen, we are not young. We are not like naive. We are long distance.
Were speaking to Taylor and saying, when is he going to
okay,
say
okay, once it?
It
was like 6 months, I was like, so all I said was, shit, do you think this is another beep situation? And she was like, no. She was like, absolutely not. It is not like that. No. Taylor from day one was like, I don't think it's weird. He's really just taking his time. And then she said what you literally just said. She goes, I feel like, and I know you're not going to like to hear this, but I feel like he's like waiting. She's like, he does so much for you and everything is so like sweet and extravagant and everything's so like thoughtful and he really puts so much effort into you guys. She goes, I feel like he's probably waiting for like the perfect moment, like the most romantic moment and this like perfect awe-striking moment. She's like, it's how he like specifically and very intensely and thoughtfully asked you to be his girlfriend. And I kind of thought, no one really asked anyone to be their girlfriend officially anymore. And she's like, no, he'll ask you in a really sweet way. And then you did.
There were multiple occasions, though, like before that, when I did ask you, that I was thinking, like, right, at dinner tonight, just say it, James. Just say you love her. Just say it. And then it would, like, come around and then, like, we'd talk about something else. And then in my head, I'd be like, no, this isn't right. This isn't right. And that happened, like, 3 or 4 times. And then I'd be, like, lying in bed, like, fuck.
You know? Why would it? What would be not right?
I don't know. It was like we would end up like talking about something, or like we'd end up. Just
I'm like,
having
do you think aliens are real? He's like, fuck.
Yeah, or something like that. I don't know.
I'm like, if you and your brother were kissed the same person,
it was
like
some.
It
was something in my head, but that's a lesson of like, there's never a right time. Just say it. Like sometimes just say it.
The one time that I finally like had a bit of a moment. We had gotten back from Cape Town, and I like.
This was in London, right?
No, I had just gotten back home.
Oh, I thought you were about to talk about when you said on the phone, like we said
no,
goodbye.
No. We'll get to that. That'll be funny. But I said to Taylor when we got it from K-Town, I was like, okay, I told you I wouldn't be this person. I told you I didn't care, and I actually don't care. I know he loves me. He treats, because Taylor said he treats you every single day like he loves you. He wakes up and shows his love. He is so, she was like, her mom, my mom, everyone was like, we've never seen anyone treat you better. Like, words are nothing. Actions are everything. But I was like, yeah, but like, when will he tell me he loves me? Like, he so clearly loves me, and I clearly love him. Like, when I just and I said, though, and I'm very much not this girl. Like, I'm not saying it first, but I was like, I am not saying it first. And probably because there was a little bit of trauma from.
Yeah, that is interesting, though.
I was like, I'm not saying it first because of that last situation. I was like, you know what? I am going to like let him express this.
I get because of your last situation.
Yeah. And so anyways, all that being said, Taylor was just like never stressed out. And she goes, I have this theory you're not going to like. And I was like, what is it? And she was like, I feel like he's waiting for this like firework, crazy, romantic, like stars in the sky. Like it starts to sprinkle rain. I go, surely not. She was like, no, I feel like he's waiting for that moment to tell you. And what do we know about Taylor? Everyone say it with me now. She's always right. And then when he told me he loved me, I didn't say like, so question, why did it take you so long? And, but like later on, like,
but weeks- no, but it wasn't, I wasn't waiting for like a firework moment. I think in my mind, I was just waiting for a sort of semi like romantic setting, which felt natural and
yeah,
you know, organic. And I think when I did say I loved you, when I did say I love you in the restaurant, The Optimist,
we were at a seafood restaurant. It is a nice seafood restaurant.
I'm trying to like cast myself back to then, that very moment, like when I felt. I think it was just like my entire body was saying, James, if you don't tell her now, when are you gonna fucking tell her?
Yeah.
And I think I just came and sat next to you. Didn't
yeah,
I?
And you said something, and I was like,
I think
what?
It was the food that set me off. I was
aphrodisiacs, so oysters.
Yeah, we had a lot of oysters.
It was something that I said. That then you, I said, what are you thinking of right now, or something, and you were like, nothing. And I was like, no, what? And then you were like, nothing. And then I go, oh, I was like, in my head, I knew he was thinking
it. I didn't say nothing. I was just going, well.
And then you did tell me before.
And then I could see the relief leave your body.
Oh my God, you're like, for fuck's sake. No, but I remember you saying, I'm thinking right now that there's no way I can't tell you that I love, like, I've thought this for so long. I've known this for so long. And you did. That was comforting. You said immediately, like, I have known this for so, so long. Like, but I wanted to
make sure that when I said it to you, like the months leading up to that, in my head I was like, this girl is the one, like she is the woman I want to be with for the rest of my life, and I knew how I felt about, but then I was like, so I have to make sure it's right that I say it
to you
in the right way, you know. It wasn't going to be like, I probably could have said it to you after 2 months or 3 months lying in bed being like, I love you, you know. But
right, well, the waiter probably thought we were so weird afterwards because we were like so mushy and gushy and kissing. Like, we were like that couple that if I saw them, I'd be like, okay, get a room. Go home. Like, you're at a restaurant. Go home.
I think he came over one time to the other place. We were just like snogging each other.
We're just snogging each other.
Why am I using that? I've never said that before.
The
story. Oh, that was awkward. You remember when we were on the phone in London and you were shopping and you were like, okay, bye, I love you. And I was like,
oh, I did it twice. And I tell all my friends this. I'm like, I always fuck it up with guys I'm dating because I tell the electrician I love them. Courtney and I were working together for 2 weeks. I'm like, bye, I love you, thanks. Like, I'm pretty sure Courtney didn't say it back. She's like, see you on Wednesday. Like, I just say it to everyone. Like, everyone.
That makes me feel special.
No, I say it like, I love you, bye.
I'm kidding.
And we were on the phone, and I was in London shopping, and I cannot multitask very well. And yeah, I was like doing something, and he was like, see you later. And I was like, yeah, okay. And he was like, something, something. And I was like, all right, see ya. Love you, bye.
No. You went, love you, bye. You were like, okay, love you. And I was like, You said it in like a love you. You didn't say love you, bye. You were love
I
you.
I say it to my friends like
there was nothing after love you. I was like,
shh. I say it to my friends like that. I'm like, all right, love you. Because it means, it means like, I gotta go.
I
love
had
ya.
3 million thoughts come into my head in the space of 2 seconds. Did of you, what do I respond? And I think I just went, love you.
You did. By the way, he did. He goes, and then I still didn't know I said it. And then I heard, so I was like, love you, bye. And then he was like, love you, bye. And I went, because I was like, why did you just tell me he loves me? And then I was like, oh my God, because I said I love him. And I hung up and I immediately texted him and I was like, LOL, multitasking while shopping, LOL. But you still didn't tell me you loved me for like 2 more months after that. But anyways, it was just funny because I called, obviously I picked the phone and I was like, Taylor, oh my God. She's like, I always knew you would do that. She's like, I knew you. I think I did it another time too.
Yeah, I think you did.
Like was on the phone or just talking to you and was like, ah, I love you, bye. You're just gonna like shove them all back in your mouth. But yeah, that was sweet. Funny. It's funny that you just said it back. You weren't like, what? You're like, love you, bye.
Well, because I didn't want to not say it.
Like, as if that was the time I decided to do it. On the phone, shopping. I'm like, you know what?
No, because I didn't want to not say it. And you, it would make you feel even worse if I was like, okay. You know, then you would have been like, oh.
What were your 1,000 thoughts running through your mind?
Do I say love you? Do I say, what did you say? Do I just ignore you and say, see you later? Or like, you know, like so many things in like a split instance. Like
options.
What is the best thing to
your option was good make her feel good. You said it back in a funny way too, that I said it casually and that you were like, love you, bye.
I did also hang up the phone. I was like,
what the fuck? Anyways, it was fine. And Taylor's like, don't overthink it. Don't overthink it. It was an accident. You texted him and told him you're multitasking. I was like, okay. Anyway, so that's how it went. And guess what? I love you.
I love you too, baby.
Love you, Bushy. Thanks for coming on the pod.
Thank you for having me.
It's really, it's 78 degrees. This is for, Courtney sweating.
I do not know how you're in a hoodie.
We are really warm. So, last thing I'll say is I got this tool that I saw online. It's called an epilator. It like pulls your hair out. Courtney looks scared. I'm going to do
it. Is that what's in that room?
Yeah,
I saw that.
My hairs aren't long enough right now, but I'm going to do it on the podcast. I think that'd be really funny.
Question just quickly while we're talking about hair. I would love for people to know. Very European thing, right? To have like blonde hair on thighs.
Oh, yeah.
And I said to Shannon, I was like, why do you shave the like thin, fine blonde hair on your legs? Like,
on my thighs. So listen, if a man is going to tell me, why are you shaving XYZ? I'm like, say less, brother. Like, I want to shave one less extremity on myself, okay?
So leave those little guys.
So I do, but every time I'm not with you and we're not in Europe and I'm not sunbathing and there's not, like, glistening tiny little baby fine hairs, when I'm just, like, around my friends, I'm like, oh, my God, if anyone's looking at my leg right now, they're probably like, what the fuck? And I know, I get it. Body hair is supposed to be a lot more normal. I shouldn't be, like, talking shit about anyone that wants to keep their armpit hair, whatever. But, like, let's be real. Like, when you see that, you are like, whoa, okay, so they decided not to shave their armpits. It's just something that I think it takes a second to be like, oh, okay, they're not shaving.
But
Taylor sees this and she's like, bitch, shave your legs. What is
it's
that?
Like it's like fine blonde hair.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
Cute.
He likes it. I mean, he thinks my leg hair is cute.
I don't even notice it's there.
It is very fine and baby blonde, but I do shave my like calves region. But after the knee, I said no more, fam. Anyways, it's nice. Shower routine, a lot quicker. All right, bye guys.
See ya.